Hey, this is Jeff Floyd, pastor of C3 Church Bathurst, and this is our podcast. Thank you for joining us today. C3 Bathurst brings life to people by helping them to be revived, restored, and released through getting to know Jesus and his people. We hope that this message will bring you life today. Man, I'm telling you this morning, there's freedom in the room. Thank you, Mr. Healy. There is freedom here. And so excited to see all that God is doing in our midst. Why don't you touch the elbow of the person? Why don't you elbow somebody? There you go. And grab a seat. Thanks, guys. Man, why don't you give these musos a clap? Because, man, thank you. Keep throwing them curveballs, you know, negative thing with masks on or something. But so appreciate the creativity in the room and the way that we're just continuing to believe God and to power on ahead. It's so exciting. Well, I'm going to launch straight into a message today because I just discovered the greatest breakthrough of all. I'm going to share that with you for this week. And I found something. Ro and I had a week off. When was that? Was it last week? Week before last? I can't remember. What do we do in our week off? Well, I went under our house. If you ever buy a house, don't buy one with an under the house. You know what I mean? Like places where you can put stuff? Because you tend to just put stuff down there. What do we do with this? Oh, let's just put it under the house. Anyone have it under the house? Not so common these days. You've probably got a cement slab or something. Smart, Brad, when you're building someone's house. Anyway, we have an under the house, right, where you put stuff where you don't know what to do with it. And so we spent all week just dragging out stuff and taking it straight to the tip. It was beautiful, fun. But one of the things I didn't throw out was this. This is called a radio. Anyone? Radio? So back in the day, we had a radio. And this is, I used to take it to the cricket, you know, so you could listen to the cricket. Anyway, what happens is that you dial this thing here. Right. That's cool. Right. And you change channels. And if you're lucky, you're going to get a, sorry, I'm messing with the sound, guys. Sorry, guys. And if you get lucky, and then you can put on AM. Anyone heard of AM? So that's what old people listen to. I listen to AM. 702, thank you. And that's what AM sounds like, right? Well, that's a bit like God. You're wondering, where is he going, right? You know what? This radio is always speaking. It's always communicating. There's always a channel live there somewhere. But we got to tune in. There's always something playing somewhere. All we need is something like this, just to tune in. But I found that he plays on different channels. You know, he plays on Power FM. Right. And this is the voice that you hear. It says like Psalm 29, it says, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord flashes flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. Ever heard Power FM? You know, And you feel like maybe that's what God speaks like. He's like powerful, shaking things, blowing things up, you know, this incredible power. But maybe God's voice isn't always like that. Maybe it's like Elijah in the still small voice of 1 Kings. Maybe it's Smooth FM, you know. You tune into 1 Kings 19 says that God is saying to Elijah, I want to speak to you. So go out. Go out and stand on a mount before the Lord. And you imagine you're out before God. So how is God going to speak to me? Is it going to be Power FM? What kind of expectations do I have? Behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind tore the mountains and broke in the pieces. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, and the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, fire. So he's trying to listen to Power FM. But the Lord's not in that. It says, after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. Some translations say a still, small voice. So you've got to tune that in really carefully to hear the smooth voice of God. I wonder, have you heard the voice of God? I wonder, are you tuned in to the voice of God every day? Can you imagine tuning in to a voice that would direct you and help you in life? Oh, that'd be phenomenal. If you could find a radio that would just help you where to go and how to do life. Wouldn't that be incredible? I'm telling you, you got something way more powerful here in the room than any radio station. It's the Holy Spirit. And Jesus taught us how to hear his voice. Some people say, we don't hear the voice of God today. We've just got to read and interpret the Bible. And sure, that's the primary way that Jesus communicates. But I just found, the words of the scriptures leaping into my soul. And sometimes I lie awake at night and I hear his voice. Just a word, just a whisper. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and there's a thought. And sometimes I'm facing decisions and there's a direction and a guidance. It's so exciting. We can be guided by the master creator of the universe who put all things together and he understands all things. He can show us how to do life. I'm telling you, that is the greatest breakthrough. If you can hear the voice of God day by day, hour by hour, directing, guiding, leading, I'm telling you, that's life. That's where it's at. And so Jesus, sorry, I got excited. One of the readings this week was in John 10. And I love this scripture. It talks about the voice of Jesus as a shepherd. That as he leads it, let's go there. Let's go to John 10, verse 3. It says, to him the gatekeeper opens and the sheep hear his voice. You and I are sheep. Have you ever seen sheep? Any sheep farmers? No one's game enough. Now, they're not that smart. Jesus is not having a go at us, right? So don't get offended. But back in these days, you had a shepherd who would look after the sheep, and they'd get to know the sheep, and they would respond to the sheep, and they'd follow the sheep. Different today, we've got kind of paddocks and pens and things, so the shepherd would guard them. But this is the way that Jesus portrayed who he was. He says, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name. And he leads them out. Isn't that beautiful? So he calls his own sheep by name. Jeff, Ro, Ian, Rosemary. Like, he knows us by name. And when it's time for us to go out into our world, into the day, he says, hey, Rosemary, come with me for a walk. Come with me. And he leads us. How amazing. You see, he leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him. What an awesome way to do your day. Following Jesus. Hey, come this way. Come that way. Do that. What an incredible thing that we could just follow his voice. We've got to know his voice. We've got to tune into his voice. In John 10, 27, it says, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. You should hear the voice of Jesus. You should know the voice of Jesus. And today, if you're confused about that, or what does that mean? There's big words in heaven or whatever, but it's actually the still, small voice. And I'm going to help you today to learn to hear the voice of the shepherd. Not the voice of fear and authority, not the voice of power, but of leading and guiding. That is the voice that Jesus taught us. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Of course, Jesus is alluding to Psalm 23, which is the great psalm of the shepherd. And I want us to spend a little moment here in Psalm 23, because this is the voice of Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The voice of the shepherd is the voice of sufficiency. The first thing. There's six things in the psalm. The first one is the voice of sufficiency. He is our shepherd. I shall not want. I have everything I need. He provides for me. He gives me everything I need. And you might be sitting there thinking, oh, I don't have a Ferrari. Like I said, He gives you everything you need. He gives us everything we need. And the more you get to know Jesus, the more you realize that the only thing you actually need is Jesus. Right? Of course He looks after us. Of course He provides. You know, we need things, right? We live, eat, have jobs. That's all good. Absolutely part of His plan. But when you have Christ, you have all things. He is our sufficiency. He is all we need. And He guides us and leads us into things. So the voice of the shepherd is the voice of provision, the voice of sufficiency, the voice of everything that we need. We're going to find in Him, and He will lead us to green pastures. Now, to the Australian, man, that's beautiful. Who loves spring? Don't you love when you're driving and it's green? And it's green and you see little lambies jumping, and spring lambs, you know, Christmas dinner lambs. They're cute, but they're going to be tasty. Jumping in the green grass. You know, such a beautiful scene. That's the voice of sufficiency. But then it's the voice, second thing, is the voice of restoration. This is what Jesus speaks. He speaks sufficiency and He speaks restoration. He says, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He makes you. You will lie down. You will rest. Green pastures. Spring, fresh rain pastures. Not sort of February, summer heat pastures. You know, but beautiful, refreshing spring pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He supplies our need for rest and beauty and comfort. And He restores my soul. That's the voice of the shepherd. That's what you tune in and hear. Soul restoration. All of us get battered by life. And it affects our soul. You might have, you know, people suffer all kinds of things, and the more you suffer, the more your soul suffers, fractured. But do you know what Jesus does? He restores it. Jesus is the soul mender. He puts our insides back together. He restores our soul. He's the voice of sufficiency. He's the voice of restoration. He's the voice of guidance. He leads us. He leads me, verse 3, in paths of righteousness. For His name's sake. He leads me. Which way do I go? Which is the right path? Left or right? Left. Left or right? Left. He leads us. He guides us. How awesome is that? How often do we not know what we should do? Or don't know where we should go? Or don't know what to think or do or dream? He just leads us. If we just ask Him, Lord, shepherd, which way now? Smacks against our Western independence, doesn't it? Our culture that says you can make it on your own. Just follow your own nose. Just be the master of your own destiny. What was that movie? Poet Society. I am the captain of my soul. Good luck. Really? You want to be the captain of your soul? It's not going to end well. You need to get rid of your own soul captain and get someone who really knows what they're doing. As captain of your soul. Good movie. Sorry to dig. But see, we live in a world where you're the master of your destiny. I am. I'm a self-made man. I did it my way. Good luck. It's not going to end well. But I tell you, if you replace your captain with the captain of the universe and submit every decision to Him, it's going to end well. Because He knows what He's doing and He made everything. I love that. He guides us. And He guides us to safety. Verse 4. It says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though I'm walking through some pretty tough times right now, even though I'm feeling like the world is closing in on me, even though things are going south and I'm not sure how to get through this thing here, He says, even though my path leads through some pretty dodgy places, I will fear no evil. For You are with me. Jesus is always with us, no matter what. Even in the darkest time, he's with us. He says, your rod and your staff comfort me. You know, have you ever seen a shepherd's crook? You know, sometimes sheep need a bit of a whack. It's like a staff or a crook. Like they need a bit of a pull. You know, there's kind of things you see at Christmas time. Like a hook. Come on. Sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need a bit of a whack on the back. Come on. But it's actually comforting. Thank you that there's somebody who's helping me because I can't see right now because it's dark and it's the valley of the shadow of death. But thank Jesus that he's pulling me and pushing me and helping me navigate this little patch. He's the voice of safety. And number five, he's the voice of blessing. It says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Even in the middle of all the people who hate me, God is there blessing. I've got this table of abundance and food and blessing and wine overflowing and oil. Back in the old times, it just meant the blessing of God. You know, we don't tend to walk around pouring oil over people, but it just meant that anointing, that abundance, that riches. Even in the midst of people who are annoyed at you or even hate you, which doesn't happen that much in our culture. Maybe on Twitter occasionally, but really, we're not living in these times. But he still blesses us. And then sex is the voice of home. Don't we yearn for home? Home. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Through it all, God is leading us home to a place of abundance and beauty and rest, a place that we will not lack, a place where there's no crying or shame or tears or disappointment. That's our destiny, people. That's where we're heading. We're heading home, and we hear his voice, and it's the voice of home. That's the voice of the shepherd. If you ever wonder what the shepherd sounds like, it's those six things. Sufficiency, restoration, guidance, safety, blessing, and the home. That's what Jesus FM sounds like. But how come it isn't always like that? How come we don't tune in to Jesus FM? Shepherd FM. How come we try and do it on our own? That's my experience. My year, I intentionally set out to have a year of walking with Jesus day by day, closer by closer, this year. Just reading the Gospels, getting a sense of who he is and how to live life and tuning in. And I tell you, there's been some ups and downs. Sometimes I look back on a few days or a week and I go, what happened, Lloyd? Like, why didn't I tune in this week? And it's usually when I'm feeling pretty rubbish. Ever been there? Man, I feel. And the family knows. The dog knows. How come? How come I might even go for days? It's not that I'm not praying, it's just that I'm not really including Jesus in my everyday life. I get to the end of a week and I go, what? How did I let that happen? What happened there? What happened to me following the voice of the shepherd day by day? I tell you, it's not always easy. You've probably tried it. And I asked the question, Jesus, why? Why am I a dumb sheep? Sometimes I just sit in my cage and I don't listen to you. Or I don't even want to listen to you. Why don't I want blessing and sufficiency and restoration and safety and hope? Why wouldn't I want that? How come I kind of just don't tune in sometimes? How come I don't involve Jesus in some of my decisions? Not big ones, but just, yeah, I'll be right. I know this one. I got it sorted, Jesus. Here's two ideas. I'm pretty excited about finding these things because it really helped me. Here's one. In the garden, right back. You probably know this story. It's in Genesis 3:10. Adam and Eve, they eat the apple or the fruit. And they're in just despair. You know, they've realized some bad stuff has gone on. They've basically just disobeyed God. And so they're hiding, right? They're hiding. And then God comes, says in the cool of the afternoon, on a stroll. Apparently this is what God does in the evenings. Adam, Eve, where are you? Let's hang out. Let's name some new animals. I've just created something with a long neck. You know, I want to know what you think. And I want to get your take on what you should call it, you know. I've been thinking about giraffe, but I'm not sure, you know. This is what was happening. And there's an amazing verse, Genesis 3:10. They hide and they respond to God. I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Oh, look at this. I heard your voice in the garden. Now that word, I looked it up, it actually means voice. Often we take it in different translations. I heard the sound of you in the garden. You know, I heard you rustling the leaves or whatever. It's actually the voice. I heard your voice. I heard you call out, Adam, Eve, where are you? And what? I hid. Because I was naked and I was afraid. Sometimes when we feel like we're naked, you know, I've been exposed, or I just feel bad, or I'm not who I think I am, or we just feel down about ourselves, or shame, or guilt, or something's got inside of us, guess what we don't want to listen to? The voice of God walking in the cool of the day. And so we hide. No, not today, God. No, I'm feeling pretty rubbish. No, I just did this thing yesterday. Or I can't get over these. No, just let's just forget about today. I'll just do my thing today. And maybe tomorrow I might wake up feeling better. Anyone ever done that? Or is it just me? Thank you, Ian. See, sometimes we just feel afraid or ashamed. So we don't listen to the voice of God. And all the voice of God wants to do is come and clothe us up and stitch us up. Get us back into some kind of functioning. It's the voice of mercy. That's one reason why I think we don't tune in to Jesus FM. The other is this incredible story when the Israelites are in the wilderness, right? And they're thirsty and they're hungry and they're pretty grumpy. They've been on this road for a bit and they want water. It's called Meribah. And Hebrews, this episode is referred to in three times in the scriptures. In Hebrews, Psalm 95, and back in Exodus 17. And the writer to the Hebrews says, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts as in the rebellion. So if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts as in the rebellion. I think, what's the rebellion? Psalm 95. Actually, let's go to Exodus 17. This is what happened. It's the deal where they complain and grumble to Moses, I'm thirsty. Moses goes to God, what do I do? God goes to Moses, go and hit this rock and it'll gush out water. But he was kind of frustrated. It was God's grumbling, so give them what they want. They're not really with you. And so Exodus 17, he called the name of that place Massah and Meribah because of the quarreling of the people of Israel and because they tested the Lord, saying, here it is. Is the Lord among us or not? See? Is the Lord among us or not? If you wake up in the morning, oh, I wonder if he's with me or not. I wonder, is he around today or not? I'm kind of doubting that he's there, he's with me. Maybe he's gone to another family or another tribe or whatever. See, they were questioning, is God with me or not? That's going to lead to you kind of quarreling with God and getting grumpy. And in Psalm 95, 10, about this episode, it says this. For 40 years, I loathed that generation. I said, they are a people who go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. Let's not be like that. Let's not be people who go astray for 40 years and God just says, oh, look, I can't even communicate to them. I can't even help them. So how can I work this thing through? So God steps back a bit. If we just listen to his voice, it's not going to be like that with us. Because there's a people hungry to walk with Jesus, to hear his voice, to follow him. You see, God still speaks to us today. He absolutely does. And I love this scripture in Isaiah 30. It's whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. This is the way. That's a promise of the New Testament times. I just say, let's bring back hearing from God. Ever been in circles? They go, ah, I really feel like God. I was praying this morning and God started speaking to me about, or I had this decision to make and God showed me that. Or I was walking along and I felt the Holy Spirit saying something to someone else. How much more exciting is that? Following the shepherd than the autonomous Western self, where we just make our own way in life and hope in a godly way, by the way. You know, I'm a pretty honest person. I know how to live life well. But you see, the world isn't like that. God set up this world for us to be a follower of Jesus every day, not to be independent of him. It's not for us to get everything right and then off we go. It's like, get everything right and follow Jesus each day. Every day. Every decision. So just going to finish off in a moment. This is something that I worked on a few months ago to try and solve this problem. Because I don't know if it's a male thing. I think it is. But I found that most guys can only think about one thing at a time. And it's not just food or other things, cars. I get absorbed in my world, right? And I can just focus on one thing. I think the ladies amongst us probably are a little better. I thought, right, how do I work and live and do life with one ear on the Holy Spirit? How can I continually remind myself to check in with Jesus? I'm pretty good in the mornings. I get up early and pray, and that's all good. But it's during the day. You know, I get to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, I haven't actually talked to Jesus since 6 o'clock. What's going on there? It's because I think we're wired. So a few weeks ago, I preached on the Lord's Prayer as having a finger for each of the start of the prayer. You know, our Father, holy is your name, your kingdom come. Right? So I said, I got another hand. What if I just assign little prayers to each hand that help me to pray those things? And this is what I came up with. This is my own thing. I encourage you to go and do your own. So what are the 5 prayers that I'd like to pray on a regular basis during the day? What are the 5 kind of ways to communicate? This is what I came up with. Thanksgiving, number one. And get this, thumb, Thanksgiving. I really need that kind of stuff to help me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And then I just put the thumb down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Whatever I'm doing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't matter where my hand is, right? Thank you. I know this sounds really basic, but it helps me. Just continual thanksgiving, because there's been a constant state of prayer. Paul says, thank you, thank you. And then I thought, well, next one, index finger, inquire. Inquire. I know it doesn't quite go EI, but inquire. Like, when do I need to know something? I just ask. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me, I'll answer you great and mighty things you do not know. What do you think about that? What happens here? How did that work? So I just have this little request for information prayer, right? As I walk through the day. Thank you, Jesus. What do you think about this? Can you give me some insight for my index finger? Careful where I'm poking. The third one, which I will leave down, is the opposite of what we often do, inverted. It's honor and delight. Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. It goes like this, wow, Lord, that sunrise is gorgeous. Wow, that's amazing. Wow, Lord, how did you do that? That's incredible. Look at this person. Look at it. Isn't that? So it's a prayer of delight. Sometimes you just need to delight in the Lord. Right? Oh, that's you can tell somebody, right? And it's the middle finger. That's the opposite. Fourth finger. It's my ring finger. Ring for request. I need help right now. Not just insight, but actually action. I need healing. I need help with some finances. I need help with understanding something, or just help with anything really, a request. And then my last one is my little finger, but it's the one I use probably the most. It's sorry. Lord, forgive me. Oh, my goodness, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry about that thought, about what I just said. And I just find, you know, there's five rapid-fire prayers with a key scripture behind, ready to go during the day, no matter what. If you look at my hand, thank you, Jesus. You know, I don't know how that works for me, right? It's helped me to maintain this kind of kingdom breakthrough that every moment is with me. Make up your own. Maybe your fingers don't work. Maybe there's something else. But how are you going to pray and be aware of God's guidance during every moment of the day? Shepherd is going to guide you and lead you. And then once you know his voice, you can be his voice. Once you know the voice of the shepherd, that's the voice that the world needs to hear until they get their own connection to Jesus. So you're going to be talking restoration and forgiveness, love, and home. Your words to our broken, hurting world are going to be Psalm 23 as we lead people to the real Jesus and they can find their own walk with him. Let's pray together for a moment. Lord Jesus, we want to be your voice. I'm asking, Lord Jesus, this morning that we would hear your voice over and over again. Thank you that you are our shepherd. Thank you that you promise to lead us and guide us. Thank you that you restore our soul. Thank you that you guide us in paths of righteousness. Thank you that you anoint us and you bless us. Thank you that you're bringing us home. And it's my prayer this morning, Lord, that we would not be people who are afraid and hide. We'll not be people who question, are you amongst or not? But Lord, every moment of every day, we'd have an awareness of your presence. And we'd enjoy your company and feel your embrace, Lord. So just before Jesus right now, I want you just to focus in on him. Some of you might need to say sorry, like I had to. Sorry that I've just ignored your voice. Sorry that I've questioned my value in your eyes. Sorry that I've questioned, are you with us or not? Please forgive me, Jesus. Always start with repentance of where you've been and then ask him for help, right? Once you've apologized, just say, now, Lord, help me to be your sheep. Help me to follow you. Help me to know your voice every day, every part of the day. Help me, Lord Jesus. I want to know your voice. I want to experience your guiding. I want to know your leading. And help me to work out what that looks like for me. You will find the voice of God breaking through. And it's exciting. Just a word here and there. A thought, an impression, a sense of heart, a little leading, a little nudge. And as you kind of tune in to his voice, the voice of the shepherd, your world will start to take flight and your heart will be full of joy. Because you're not living life condemned or guilty or shameful, but you're living life walking with the God of the universe day by day. Thank you, Jesus, for your kingdom.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We'd love to get to know you better. Come and visit us at one of our Sunday services in Bathurst, rear of 217 Howard Street. Have a week filled with life.